everyone. Thank you for attending our meeting. I'd like to explain in this presentation, talk about the power of Trend Micro One. That is our next 10-year strategy. And why do we strongly believe and invest in this Trend Micro One strategy? Trend Micro has existed for 34 years now, and we went through two major transformations in the past 30 years, which first one is transformed from desktop local area LAN to internet. And the second one is transforming from internet to cloud, and we become cloud security number one. And now we are going through the third transformation, which is transforming to a unified cybersecurity platform. And this transformation is undergoing, and we believe is a very strong offering that we can offer to the cybersecurity industry. Trend Micro, at a glance, in 2021, at the end of 2021, our net sales was gross sales was $1.93 billion, and we strongly believe, of course, in 2022 we will exceed $2 billion. We are number one in leader of cloud security. We are leaders in XDR. We are also number one in public vulnerability disclosure, which is a very important part of enterprise risk management measure. And we have more than 7,000 employees worldwide, distributed in 65 countries. Since then, we transformed Trend Micro. About 2 years ago, we started this transformation of transform our product, individual products into individual platform. As you can see, from deep security to cloud one, from office scan to Apex One, and then from our overall visibility, we call it Vision One. Now we're embarking the next generation of the transformation, which is not only our product is complete to become a platform, but also our going to market are transforming into a way to expand, see and expand a transform to the platform way of go to market. And also our service and support has become a very rapid, quick respond way to support this platform growth. And let me go to why we are doing this and why we believe the market and customer need this type of platform. First, shifting in markets. This shifting in market is majorly in from IT infrastructure to SOC and cloud buying center. Before, Trend Micro's cybersecurity is mainly come from attachment to the IT infrastructure and operations. For instance, when customer buying a new PC, set up a desktop for their employee, they buy antivirus or desktop security. When they set up a new network, they buy a network security and they buy the tipping point solution. Or when they set up the data center, no matter it's on-prem or in the cloud, they buy Trend Micro's data center security, such as Deep Security or Cloud One. These are all attachment to the IT infrastructure and operations budget. But now, what we see is their new buying center emerging in enterprise customer segment. They are not attached to the IT budget, but they have an independent security operations center's budget. This budget before was including like analytical SIEM market or network security analysis. These are the major SOC budget. And the other one is cloud buying center, such as when they build a new cloud application, they will buy the cloud security. These are the two new buying centers that We believe Trend Micro Solution now are participating in these two buying centers security. And for the addressable market, therefore, is a large for Trend Micro. It's a deep blue portion. It stands for the original IT infrastructure buying centers budget. And the red part is the SOC buying center. The lighter blue one is the cloud buying center. Before, Trend Micro's revenue, probably 90%, more than 90%, come from the deep blue part, which is IT infrastructure security buying center. And that portion is growing, but not as fast and not as big as the SOC buying center and cloud buying center. As you can see, this total pie is now all Trend Micro's addressable market. And by 2025, it will grow to nearly $50 billion. For these two buying centers, how do Trend Micro solution address to these two new buying centers? When we look at before, Trend Micro was the only company, security company, that can offer from endpoint email security to network security to data center and cloud security. These are three portfolios in the IT infrastructure organization. But we're starting to find this individual portfolio, security portfolio, what customers want more now is they need to understand the risk of exposure across all cyber assets, which means that they need to collect all this telemetry and integrate them together. That's what Trend Micro can do, and that's why Trend Micro expand our three portfolio and integrate them into what we call XDR, extended detection and response. This extended detection and response offer our customer a complete way of seeing their risk profile from discover the attack surface to measure and monitor their different risk level, and then finally mitigate the risk. All of this coupled with our common service provided with Trend Micro's common service and integrate with the ecosystem and coupled with Trend Micro's managed services. That's the complete Trend Micro One solution that we can offer to our customers. This complete solution addresses all three buying centers. The center is the security operation center, where we correlation and offer the complete attack surface risk management. And then the infrastructure IT buyer still can buy Trend Micro's existing product, but the new cloud buying center will buy into Trend Micro's cloud application security profile. These three buying center, I think because the IT infrastructure buying center, we already been doing it for years. So I will focus on talking about the SOC and cloud buying centers. The SOC buying centers, what is their challenge? Their major challenge is every day their attack surfaces explosionally growing. What does that mean by attack surface? Whenever they add any device, no matter it's because of employee work from home or mobile devices, or they open up some remote offices, all of this exposure making the attacker have more point to attack. And that's why their attack surface has expanded. Because of that, they need to continue monitoring all of this attack surface and assess the risk, mitigate the risk. And therefore, they have a lot of need for risk and zero trust visibility and mitigation. But because they need to monitor all of this, and therefore, their security operation center are overwhelmed with the alert that was generated from all this monitoring and actions. This is the complete challenge that every security operation center and CISO of today are facing. Trend Micro's XDR is integrating all of this visibility and risk real-time monitoring, all of this different point of the attack service, and then providing high fidelity, low false positive, very precise, as accurate alert, and therefore reduce our customers' mean time to respond. That's why Trend Micro's XDR has been highly praised by all the security operation center people. And this attack service risk management lifecycle, including discover the attack service, assessing the risk in real time, and mitigate the risk with our security control. This complete solution currently already have more than 6,000 customers, active XDR customers. These are enterprise customers, and is 143% year-on-year growth. We already deploy more than 11 million active sensors. But I think most importantly, this growth mainly come from 5,000 seats and above, which is VLE, very large enterprise segment. That growth is 290% growth. All this means is Trend Micro now already participating, get a foot into the SOC buying center. And utilizing this, we can continue to expand our coverage and provide more solution for the SOC player security operation. Now, next is the cloud buying center. Trend Micro has been cloud security number one, and we already expand our cloud workload security into storage and into the configuration management. So we continue to expand this part of portfolio and continue to be number one in cloud security. But we believe all these 7,000 customers, 40% year-on-year growth. The more important part is we continue to shift left, means that we not only produce, protect the real-time operation, but also we shift left to protect from before those services, those SaaS services are deployed. So pre-deployment security. We already seen 280% growth in multi-services in cloud security, which means that customer, our existing cloud workload security customer are buying more of these services from Trend Micro. And we seeing our cloud marketplace, which is an indicator of the cloud buyer, true born in the cloud buyer, are buying from this cloud marketplace, and in the revenue we generated come from this cloud marketplace showing 30% of growth. So this runtime protection, we are utilizing our runtime, cloud runtime protection, number one position, continue to shift left, and I am personally very excited that this quarter later, we will be announcing and public offering the pre-runtime protection, which is the native cloud application protection security, which is called CNAPP. And this type of a solution will embed the security when the developers are developing the code and before they deploy to the runtime, mitigating the conflict between the dev and the ops, which is DevOps pipelines security. So we believe these two new SOC or cloud buying center I think the reality is our customer, no matter what, 80% of them are maintaining a hybrid environment. And therefore, Trend Micro's solution coming from no matter it's on-prem or originally workload security, we can utilizing our strengths in the existing customer base and expand into no matter it's security operation center or is in the cloud. So for instance, this advantage and knowledge about how to integrate customer security across the hybrid environment is Trend's competitive advantage against or other so-called born in the cloud security vendor, because they don't have this type of on-prem environment and hybrid environments knowledge. So I'd like to use two customer case to explain this advantage and how we were doing in the SOC and cloud buying center. The first customer is a Fortune 500 bank, is a very big bank. And what they originally doing is just using Trend Micro's EPP, or usually they say the antivirus desktop solution. Originally, they were trying to evaluate, should they add the EDR, which is something like what CrowdStrike offering, the desktop endpoint protection and detection part. When they evaluate, this customer actually find what they need is not just EDR, not just the desktop protection, but they see the strengths of Trend Micro's XDR, which cross email, network, cloud, data center, and desktop correlation. And they find that all of this advantage Trend Micro can do to their for their security operation center, or this five category of advantage. First, Trend Micro offer the local data lake, which resolve their geographical problem and data sovereignty problem. And we integrate with their existing ecosystem, the hybrid approach, shifting mindset from EDR to XDR, and the SOC augmentation. All of this five advantage make us win this deal, not just on the EDR and beat our competitor like CrowdStrike, SentinelOne, or this competitor to get this type of big expansion in this deal. Next one is a cloud buying center. It's the world's largest manufacturer of tires. And what they were originally Trend Micro's CloudOne workload security, but then they find out that they need to have faster to couple with their cloud application. And the automated cloud infrastructure compliances is their real need for the cloud security. So they find expanding Trend Micro solution using our CloudOne security platform, they were able to do multi-cloud strategy, auto-scaling infrastructure, and misconfiguration and compliance auditing out of the box, time to value, very, very quick. They can find their application secure and also vast Linux operating system support because they were multi-cloud. And as you can see, these are the advantage that we can win against the platform players such as Microsoft, because of our multi-cloud strategy and all these different Linux operating support. So we believe these two, cloud buying center and security operation center buying center, coupled with our existing very loyal customer in the IT infrastructure buying center, those three together is what we call Trend Micro One strategy. And I strongly believe that's our next 10-year strategy and next 10 years of growth. Thank you.